This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We have Sergeant Matt Roberts from the Victorian Police, the Water Police. How are you, Matt?
Not too bad, Jess. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Can I call you Matt, or is it always Sergeant?
Yeah, call me Matt.
Look, what kind of roles do the Water Police play?
We've got a multitude of roles. The main one's law enforcement,
making sure that everyone's got the right safety equipment and obeying the marine laws. And the other one is searching for missing people and providing sort of emergency support. So people trapped in floodwaters and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, goodness. So what kind of things have you been working on at the moment? Like what's happening? What in the state of the world right now, are the Water Police having a bit of a kickback because there's no one out there drinking on their boats, or is it a little bit more difficult?
Kind of so fairs, I think. And it's kind of, from our side of things, going along normally. So we've still got everyone out chasing fish, and with this good weather, we tend to get a lot of people out on jet skis misbehaving, and everyone's sort of out in the water. So
Today being a 30-degree day, there will be, and it's kind of that last bit. Do people kind of get, a bit silly when they know that it's not going to be summer very much? Like, is it worse at the end, or is it worse at the peak of summer?
I think it's probably worse at the peak of summer, but one of the good things about our job is that you can't really pick it sometimes, so just know when the warm weather, we're going to have more people out and more chance for accidents and misadventure.
So what do you guys do in the winter?
In the winter we're still out patrolling, so we're still around every day of the week, and then with less patrol shifts, I've still got blokes out patrolling, but then we'll have people out training, so we've got a fairly heavy training workload, so we'll try and catch up on all that.
You did say just then something I picked up as being kind of bleak. Now, I've got a sister in the police force. You said you have to sometimes fish out bodies, which sounds really, really horrible. What does the police force do for mental health in that situation?
They've come a long way since I started 30 years ago, but it's pretty good. We've got a peer support network. We've got access to professional counselling, all that sort of stuff. And I think nowadays everyone we work with is more aware of the issues and the stresses that we're under and quite open to talking about it. So that makes a big difference when you can talk amongst your colleagues and stuff. But there's plenty of support around if we want it, and it's actually sort of encouraged, which is quite good on that front.
What would you tell our listeners? Like, are you surprised that there might be more accidents than we might think, or is there people that don't realise the dangers of near water, or is what is it that people aren't knowing?
I think it's exactly the old saying that common sense ain't all that common. So when you respect the water, just have fun, but just respect it. I mean, we get a lot of problems with people leave their brains on the beach and just go a little bit silly, but also, you know, just simple things like checking the weather. You know what's happening around you, looking after your boat, and making sure it's good to go. And then also just sort of have a bit of fun, but just be aware of your surroundings and show a bit of respect to the water, because it can come back and bite you if you don't.
Well, yeah, and it certainly is. We know not to drink and drive on the road, but sometimes I think people, I've been on boats myself where they don't think that that's the same road rule, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah. The law of physics applies everywhere. If you can't function on land, you can function even less on the water, so
Been wonderful having you on the show today, Sergeant Matt Roberts. We want you to continue. You guys are heroes. You and the people at the shopping centres at the moment are doing us proud. Emergency services and the checkout chicks are all in the same boat and doing a great job with keeping whatever's going on going. So thank you.
No worries. I think they've got a lot tougher than we have.
Well, just keep them safe, that's all. I know that there's a few boats out there that might not be looking after them. So keep them safe, and we will hopefully have you in the studio when this all blows over, and we'll get to go out on the boat with you, which was the original plan.
Yeah, hopefully. I won't take it personally if you want me in there today, this morning, you know.
No,
I think if you're keeping Tom out of the office, there must be something going on.
Oh, yeah. Joy's having a very big lockdown. It was so lovely to have you on. Thanks, Matt.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.